Okay, we're holding in Lamed Ches. We are up to Yud Beis. Hayatzarich leTefillin Umazoza. So a person needs to purchase for himself Tefillin. Presumably, we'll see Tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh and Mezuzah. Ve'en Yada Maseges Liknos Shnehem. But you can't afford to get both of them. You can only get one. Again, so in Lamaisa, the price differential between a kosher mezuzah and kosher tefillin is very large. But okay, what's the din? What's the din if you can only afford one of them? Tefillin kodmim, one gets tefillin first. Mishnah Berurah explains why. It says here in Sifkat Lamed Zayin, tefillin kodmim, why dehi mitzvah shebegufo? This is a mitzvah on the guf itself. And if you look in Dirshu 32, it says, Beir tamzeh, the reason... The explanation of this reason, because of Beis Hillel, the tefillin heim malbush al gufo, something you wear on the body. But kodmos lemezuzah she'ene munachas al guf el al habayis, because where's the placement of the mitzvah is on a house, not on your body. Meidach, on the other hand, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings pirush she'tefillin he mitzvah hamuteles al gufo bechol makom shehu nimso ve'ene yochel liftor mimenu. It's always a mitzvah. That means mutzish v'gufo. It's on. You can't exempt yourself from aval mezuzah, but from mezuzah there are times you could get out of it. What? Hare ein alav chiv livnos bayis kedei lasim bo mezuzah. You don't have to mitzvah to build a house. If you have a house, you own a house, then you put a mezuzah up. You don't have to chiv to build one. V'yochel gam lagur bebayis shaul. It could be a borrowed house or soch. You could rent the house. Vapotu mezuzah. And therefore, you'd be exempt from the mezuzah. Elarak im yesh labayis. If you have a bayis, then chayv lasim bo mezuzah. So that's what it means here. Mitzvah shebegufo. And two explanations in the Dirshu as to what that means. The Ode, another reason, continues the Mishnah Berurah, the Kedushas Tefillin, Lamal Mikedushas Mezuzah, that the Tefillin has a higher level of Kedushin Mezuzah. Dirshu 33 says, V'af kishe'ein yochel liknos shtei Tefillin, if you can't get both of them, Gam Shel Yad v'Gam Shel Rosh, what do you do? Kosu Shlomo Kluger, V'shut Mincha Belula, Figimeginim, right? Shafil Knias Tefila Shel Yad Livada, even you can only get the Tefillin Shel Yad, that's good. Kodemes Likinis Mezuzah. Right? That's what to do. Okay. Umishikvar Yesh Biyada Tefila Achas, you have one already. Umistapik Imalab Liknois Es Hashnia, a Liknos Mezuzah, right? You can't afford to get the second Tefillin or the Mezuzah, so you only get one of the two. What do you do? So Kosov Hakol Sofer, it brings a whole bunch of Achronim over here. Torah Chayim, Sheishli Stapik Imad Odifli Kaim Gan as mitzvah mezuzah. Oh, she'odet l'kayim mitzvah tefillin shebishleimus. Do you get the second set? You have both tefillin, or now you get the mezuzah. Beis Baruch. According to all these achronim, tzarech lahakdim es kenias hatefil hashnia lifnei hamezuzah. So still, you get the second one instead of getting the mezuzah. K'leil b'simin lamed beis hifches mihu ledidan she'aim adichim rak b'shas kriyas shema tefila. But for us, we only put on tefillin for part of the day, not the entire day. Im efshar b'she'ela, if you could borrow one mezuzah kodemes to efshar b'she'ela, because you can't borrow a mezuzah. Now, what exactly is the getter of borrowing? So that's spoken on here in the next one, in Dirshu 34. What is the it says, Begeder Efshar B'Sheila, Kosov Hashari Tshuva, that Shahayim this means, Rak im hu batuach, you are certain that you know, Sheyochel Lishol Kolzman Shiritza, that you can get whatever you need. Velo Yitztarech Lahachziran Ad Sheikne, right? You won't be able to get back until you can get them. Aval im einu batuach bekach, you're not sure, ein ze nechshav Efshar B'Sheila, that's not called able to borrow. Why Sheshema Yitztarech Lahachziran V'yizbatam Yitzvah Tzvim, you have to return them back, and you won't be able to put them on. Umeidach, the Pisket Shuvah, even though there's a suffix, maybe you'll get them, maybe not. You should get the mitzvah, you should buy the mezuzah so you don't, it's a vaday, right? He's going to explain. She'ain suffix, kia mitzvah, tefillin koidim levaday mitzvah mezuzah. So the suffix tefillin does not beat out a vaday on the mezuzah. She'ain tefillin kodmos lemezuzah, ele ba'oifin she'im lo yikne osan yizbatl bevados, me mitzvah tefillin. Okay. Interesting. That is the end of Lamed Bey, of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, a menuda, a person who has been excommunicated, a mitzvah, a person who has tzaras, a surin lahaniach tefillin. This whole sim was talking about who doesn't put on tefillin. So these are the last two categories. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Ches, a menuda, mitzvah, ayin belechem mechumunos, v'shach yordea simin shalamed dalas yud beis, v'shari achronim deposkim lehefech. No, they say not only that they're not exempt, they do put it on it, and then more than that, kosa prima godim, the anichu b'li bracha, prima godim says, don't make a bracha, ava b'bir ha-gra, the Vilna Gaon says, mashma delechoret, it's srichin levarich gamkein. Not only do you yes put them on, But he makes a brach on it. Okay, so complete opposite of what the Mechaber wrote. You know, the Gra has a din, lo sakir ponav mishpat, we had recently in the Torah, right? Not to respect, show favoritism and judgment. So he says that that comes to halacha. If a person goes to the sugya correctly and learns that it comes to an opposite conclusion and have kashas and no one can disprove their kashas, so then lo sakir ponav mishpat, you don't show favoritism. You call it like you see it. The Gra was we're not on that level. The Gra was. So the Gra is cholik here on the Mechaber. Okay. Lamed tes. Tefillin shekasav an eved o isha, tefillin written by an eved or by a woman, o katan, or a person under bar mitzvah, afila higia lechinuch, even if he's reached the age of chinuch, again, as we've spoken out, that chinuch depends on the mitzvah, and it depends on the child, but if they reach this katan has reached the age of chinuch, o kusi, o mumar, la avodas kululim, o mosar, le anosim, pesulim, all these guys are disqualified as someone to write that tefillin. Mishum dechiv that says ukeshartem ukesavtem. You should tie them and you should write them. Kol she'ena b'kshira. Anybody who's not tying the tefillin doesn't wear tefillin. O she'ena ma'amin bo doesn't believe in it. Ena b'ksiva. Then they're not in the parsha of ksiva. Therefore, they're not kosher to write tefillin themselves to be a sofer. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph tefillin huladin sefer Torah mezuzah. Same thing would apply by a stam, right? Sefer Torah from mezuzahs. O isha woman, v'hu hadin tumtum vandrogonus, and also a person who we're not sure what their gender is, or a person who has both sides of genitalia. Hey michlal safa isha, maybe it's a woman. Both these cases we don't know, so it's safa they can't do it. O katan, why can't a katan do this in sif katan gimel? The cave in the yafina mikro be'inin shehe davka gadol mamish. You really have to be a gadol. And there's an important dirsh over here. Number one, he says bir kavanah. So it doesn't mean it's here that we have to know that really are a gadol. Shel inin dinim shehem rakmi the rabbanon. When you have a din de rabbanon, lotzarach shehe gadol bavadai. We don't have to such a higher threshold to make sure that we know for sure. Ella. Maybe they have two pubic hairs, that's good enough. Because in general people are Shirova Nashim, Shibau, Lichlal Shanim, Klal, Kvar, Heviu Shtesaros. Because again, obviously we don't check these sorts of things, but we assume that we go with Basarov that most people do. Kemoshakos of the common later on, Simin Nunhei, Bibir Divri Ramasham, Uvitam Hadovashal Indian Din and Duraisa ain't some Khan Khazakos. And why taka do we not rely upon this Khazak when it comes to Duraisas? Kos of the common Bishem Prima Godim. There is a small, significant amount of people that is, you know, what the parameters are, some of the achrams, like 10% or so of people. They don't bring it, even though they are the right age, but they haven't yet reached that level of development. We're choshish for this miyut, we're concerned about it. Le'inyan dinim deraisa. On a deraisa level, we would be machmir, not on a derabonin. That's an important klal here that he speaks out. Okay, back to Mishnah Berurah. Dehainu. Shevi shteisaros, achar shegiya shehu ben yim gimel shana. After he's 13 years old, he has the signs of maturity. Avel im sofik lana im hevi shteisaros, posel lichtov. If we have a sofik, it's no good, it's posel. Emotion is male zakono. If he doesn't have a full beard, when he starts growing facial hair. Dehainu sheyesh ribui sear bizakono. Afshehim ketanim odi. He grows hair. It doesn't have to be a beard. It means like he starts to, you know, he needs to start shaving if he would like to. Osha over Rosh Nosov, or the majority of his years have passed. We assume this is one of my kolel, my entrance to Rosh Hashanah's kolel. He asked me this. A person's 35 because we assume that a person lives 70. So when they're 35 in a day, then that's Rov Shnosov, the majority of their years. Oshnodlo Simone Soris, they have the signs of being a Soris, Kedakaman, Simin, Nunhei, Sifhei. Viesh Ligor, Besofim, we should yell at these Sofrim, Shemanichim, Lenarin, Lichtov, Tefillin. They give little kids to do this. Ve'ei Medaktikim, Imheviu, Simone Gadlo, Solo. They don't really care. Is this person a kid of Godel? Is not a kid of Godel? I'm the Ebel Simon Lamebeis, if gotten Kof Gimel. Mashkasav Nisham, Beshem Halavush, Me'inyan Zeg, and very strongly against those Sofrim who are putting kids to do the jobs of when they shouldn't be there in the right place. I'm bir halacha, fine. Dal the chinuch. Even if the kid has reached the age of chinuch, it's still no good. The MS afilu gadol lo. What? Kol's manch lo yadina and shehevi shteisaros. Even a gadol can't do this unless we know that with a certainty that he has reached that age and produced the shtei saros. Ach le'inin gadol by a gadol im acher kach be'dak knuhu umatzuhu sheyesh lo shtei saros. If we investigate and found out the kid, yes, the gadol does have shtei saros. Talinin, then we assume shahay lo gam kein be'es haksiva, that we assume that you know megal and nosalim afraid that he must have had them. We assume that the chazak was there already. Masha enkin bekotum with the little kid the einim moyel as saros, it would not help. So therefore, that's why we're more machmir over here. And we don't let even a child who has reached the age of chinuch do this. Okusi, kach tzorech loimer, to oive gilulim bilav hachi posel. Right? Even if the, an oive kocham is even without this, is no longer good then. Can the kusim, there's a machlokus throughout the Shas, whether they were true converts or whether they were lying converts, meaning are they really sincere about this or not? At a certain point of time, they were concerned. They were considered, I should say, to be Gary Emes. Okay. Oh, she'ain, or skip along. Yes, apostle she'ain kosev l'shma. Right, that's the end of it. Vav. Oh, mumer lavodas gilulim, or a person who is a mumer, right, an apostate. Bezeh who kimumer l'chol hatorah. If they're a mumer that they do avodah zara, that makes them a mumer for all mitzvos. We consider that's such a serious, all-encompassing aver, avodah zara, it puzzles them for everything. Huadin im hu mumer lechalil Shabbos b'farhesia. So too, Shabbos is such an important mitzvah. A person's mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. I'm not going to go into what the gedarma that is right now. Okay, fine. We'll just keep going in the Mishnah Berurah. We can look in Deuteronomy 6. He speaks that a little bit. Aval im hu mumar l'shar averos. But let's say the guy, he eats cheeseburgers. Kaimalan de mumar l'dover echad lo havi mumar l'chol haTorah kulo. So just because he eats cheeseburgers doesn't mean he's not good to be a sofer. I don't know if you'd want this guy writing its film, but okay, that's the din. Levad im hu oise lahachis de bezeh afid le dovel echa dino kusi. Unless he's doing this not because he has a taiva to eat a cheeseburger, just he wants to do it to anger Hashem, chas v'shalom, then he would have a din like a kusi. Kide is bi odeya simen beiz. V'yesh machmir m'yoser, some even more strict, it's tzorech geniza, you have to bury them. V'chol zeh im hu mumer l'shara veros, this is about other veros. Ava, but im hu mumer l'tefillin, if the one mitzvah that he doesn't keep is tefillin, meaning not cheeseburgers, but he doesn't put on tefillin, she'ena maniach tefillin, afilu im eina oise ze lahachis, even if he's not doing this lahachis, okay, still he's posel, right? The su einena bar kashira, because he's not in the parsha of that. That's what the mechaber wrote, that a person has to be in the parsha of kashira and of ksiva. Levad im hayad leze rak mumul teyavon, kigon shahalach acher asokov, adayin hu bichlal bar kashira. As he still would be in the parsha, v'cholzehu le'inyan di'evid. This is all again after the fact. It's good. Aval dechatchila, but come on, this is the guy you want writing your tefillin? No, yesh lahachmir shelo lahaniach ish kizeh lichtov stam. We should not have a person like this. Guy's eating in McDonald's. We should not have this person writing our tefillin for us. Mezuzah for us, certainly a sefer Torah. Ki yesh machmir nafilu mumer l'teyavon. Some are machmir even if it's the guy's a mumer not because again he's a good guy, but he has a taiva for cheeseburgers, so he's eating them. Afilu even other people are standing over him and giving him a tzivui, you should write in this lishma, the shame the mitzvah to fill in. I'm bir halacha because of prima godem tafilu. Even for this guy's mechal Shabbos, on something that's rabbinically prohibited, he go mukta. He moves pens and pencils or something. All the caramelists he carries into an area that's really on the deraisa levels and malchut patur, but the rabbonin you're not carrying to a caramelist. This person should not be given the opportunity to write these holy objects. Don't write, let him be a sofer. And then if he did do it, then he answered tzarech in on that. Okay. Zayin is omoser la'anosin. I'm bir heitiv, afil teyavim bilvad, even just because he has a type for this. Afil pamach, even if this happened once. Ches, she'en b'kashir, they're not in the parsha. Ve'evid ve'ish v'kusi ein musar al kashira. They are not in the commandment of tying of wearing tefillin. The cotton is really though. So ashi hegi lechinach, even though he is meaning in there, and he is at the right age for chinach. We spoke about in the Prince Sim Laman Ches. We talked about at what age. We spoke out the whole discussion. The Ramah seemed to be saying that really he puts on tefillin on the Bo Bayom at 13 in the Magen Avraham. We saw it was like 2 to 3 months beforehand. So he is in the parsha of Chinuch for the Tefillin. Now let's can't do it. Miradon midrabonon ba'almahu. I'm a bir halacha b'chol elu lo mahani afilu godol oimid al gaban gabo. It would not help if you had a gadol who's standing over them. Verehu shihu lishmon, making sure that it's doing it lishma. Okay, in Beit Hashem, we'll pick it up the next year with Sif Beis.